This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And shine, Atlanta. It's me, Big Papa Squid, joined by the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael.
Ali Mack. Oh, that's me.
P
okay, sorry.
Stands for Johnson.
Yeah.
And we all know her as the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Ali Mack, the leader of three people called an army, Ali's Army.
Wow. That sounded like probably the first shot you've taken at Ali. It's a momentous occasion.
6:03. Yeah. Shots have started.
There we go.
That Ali, the honeymoon wouldn't last forever, sweetie.
Of course not.
Yeah.
I kid. Everybody knows I'm kidding. Look, we are the morning show. There's a lot to talk about today in this show. We've got the NBA playoffs this year has been nothing but choke jobs, according to Abe Gordon. And he's not far off after last night. The Falcons' new rookie numbers have arrived. There's controversy about that, guys. What will Michael Penix take his do-rag off for? And
why the Falcons
traded up for James Pierce. We got a plethora of topics today, a lot of things, but I think we should probably start with what has become the Eleanor of the Atlanta Braves. And you guys remember, going in 60 seconds, his Eleanor, which was his car that he could never quite steal. And apparently that is reaching 500 for the 2025 Atlanta Braves, because twice now we have had it within the grasp of just one more win, and we have fallen short by one run each time. Yeah. Last week the Braves were right there getting back to 500, and they lose 2-1 to the Rockies, and last night they're at one more win from 500, and guess what? Grant Holmes has his worst outing in maybe like, I guess, 2 weeks since that Diamondbacks outing in Arizona. And then you turn around and you just couldn't get some hits when you needed it. Ozzie Albies continues to be, brutal. Michael Harris got a hit last night, but, you know, little short. And they fall 4-3 to the Reds with the, you know, a chance to clinch the series tonight.
You know, yesterday I was saying you got to love the drama, because we had it yesterday and we ended up with a win because it came down to the 10th inning. Today, I don't love the drama.
I was going to say.
It went the wrong way.
You just can fold that drama up and put it right back in your pocket, man. I don't need it anymore. And look, man, the elephant in the room for me is going to be taken away from this game, some of the managerial decisions, and specifically, and I know we'll get to it in just a minute, the you know, how we, you were talking about the Eleanor. Like, I feel like the Eleanor the other way around is we can't seem to quit Eddie Rosario. You know what I mean? Like, bringing him up in the ninth inning, it's like, dude, why do we keep going this route? There's so many other options. You didn't have to pinch hit for Eli. You could have put Sean Murphy in the lineup. I mean, heck, I would have taken Orlando Arcia, which is crazy to say.
I feel like the entire city of Atlanta at the same time went, huh?
Like, what?
What's happening?
Allie's right. You're wrong. Mike, you can put anybody in there, but you might as well put Stuart Fairchild up there if you're going to hit Arcia in there. Because that
When did Allie say that? Like, I didn't
hear
that.
No, I said you, Mike. I said Allie's right. Well, yeah, I agree with what Allie said, but I don't agree with anybody. I don't care about the move. I think this is – you guys, I want to know what y'all think about this. Do you care about who it was, or do you care about the explanation?
Can we hit the pause button? Let's let the people hear what Brian Snicker had to say about the explanation.
Yeah, this guy's got better numbers off right-handers, way better. And thought maybe Eddie could recreate some old magic.
Yeah, I have a problem with both. I mean, like, do I have to choose one or the other? Because I have a problem with both. I do, man. And I think we've done a fair job on this show of backing Brian Snicker when he needs to be backed and asking questions when questions need to be asked. I just felt like a case of, like, what are we freaking doing here, man?
When did Brian Snicker turn into Kirk Cousins is what I want to know. With this
little diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, the diarrhea of honesty. So, you know, Allie, it's like one of those deals where we all know, like you make a decision,
mm-hmm.
and you have real statistics that back it up, but you're still torn. At the end of the day, you kind of go with this gut feeling based on nostalgia, or hey, it worked before, or I don't know why, but I just have a feeling. Yet you never say that out loud.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't work, you never say it out loud. I don't need to hear, well, I'm just looking for some old magic. I get it, and I understand the thought process of it. That doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean I want to hear it, and it doesn't mean guy making a couple million dollars to make decisions should be using those things, right? I mean, that sounds more like a fan answering that question.
I mean, I think we've all learned that Disney taught us wrong. Fairy tales aren't real. So this magic.
Sorry about that, Grant. Sorry about that. Wow.
No, I mean, my life is a fairy tale.
I wasn't talking to you, Grant. Sorry.
But I understand the nostalgia thing. I get it. But facts are facts right now. And Eli White should have stayed in.
I agree. And look, I'll say this, Bo. And you're like, it's one of those things that, you know, when it goes wrong. Like, I don't even think that's something you admit if it had gone well. You know what I mean? If Eddie Rosario, you know, hits a bomb when he pinch hits, I don't think you come up afterwards and go, just had an inkling, you know, like, you know what, had a good feeling about it. The chest was on fire. It felt me pulling myself towards Eddie Rosario. No, dude, you should probably have a little more depth to that.
You say, this is his career against righties. And then, you know, I put all that up and then I said, my gut said that that's the stat I want to go with or something like that.
Yeah.
But to take out, to Allie's point, to take out a guy with a .343 on base percentage, and Eli White, who's been timely with hits this season for a guy who has yet to get a hit since he's been a Brave, and has struggled really the last 3 years. I mean, really struggled since the 21 playoff run. And that's about it. Is bad, especially when you look at your 5-6 hitters, and then you take out the only guy in that little range that's doing well as an everyday player, which is White. I don't count Baldwin because he's not an everyday player. It just makes no sense.
Can we talk about Drake Baldwin for a second too? Because I think that when you look at Drake Baldwin and, you know, he hits the tater, which actually was the first time he pulled a home run in his career so far, which, you know, even though it was, to right center. Like, can we start highlighting the fact that Drake Baldwin, when he's in the lineup, gives you probably the best at-bats of anybody top to bottom when it comes to the lineup? Like, we've got to stop ignoring this and sliding this guy down into the bottom third of the order and plug him in somewhere in the 5 or 6 hole. It just makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think Ozuna is probably giving you the best at-bats over of an everyday player right now. I think Baldwin's doing a phenomenal job. I also think, though, that I'm interested to y'all's take. I'm one of those guys that thinks your lineup should be like 1-4 to 5 and then 1-4 bit. And I think you reset.
Say that one more time. 1-4 to 5 and then 1-4.
Yeah, you should have it where you want to have – you don't want to have every – to me, you can't have 1-5 be guys that hit and get on base and then 6, 7, 8, 9 just bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want Baldwin hitting further up. I understand the thought process, but I need somebody down there that when Eli White, who's got a .350 on base percentage, gets on base, someone behind him is hitting – that can produce a good at bat, because then it's just a waste. You know, then you just need to have 1 through 6, and then 7, 8, 9 can just be garbage, and you know that every time they come up, they're automatic outs, and I don't want that in a lineup. I want my lineup to be one that I have guys that I think can produce in similar spots, kind of doubled up. So it's basically two lineups,
well,
if that makes sense.
I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on that in a second, but first let's hear Brian Snicker talking about Drake Baldwin.
Yeah, Drake's doing fine. You know, he's been good. I mean, it's kind of good. I think I liken him to like some of those starters you bring out and put in the bullpen to kind of get them acclimated to all this. So, you know, he's doing good.
Do you not think it would, though, benefit like Ozzie Albies to slide further down and let's have him in the bottom third of the lineup and put a Drake Baldwin in that spot when the situation arises when Sean Murphy's not playing?
Well, what's going to benefit? What would benefit would be Matt Olson, because then
that's my point.
Well, hold on. He might see some pitches to hit. Ozzie Albies is seeing pitches. That's my thing. Ozzie Albies is just taking pathetic at bats. It might take him a little bit. It might do him some good to go look at what he's doing. Maybe sit down and try to address the approach. I'm not telling you that Ozzie Albies doesn't work, you know, and he's not in the cage and everything. But it's the way he approaches at bats. That to me, that needs work. So I don't know what I know. Michael Harris is working his butt off, and he's trying to take different approaches, and he's starting to have a little bit of success here and there with a hit, you know. But to me, Ozzie's approach is the problem. It's not he's not seeing pitches, you know. Well, I think Matt Olson is the one suffering, and he didn't have a good night last night with 3 strikeouts. He did have an RBI, but to me, he's not seeing the pitches that other players are doing, mainly because of what's behind him. I understand the thought process, but I've got Eli White getting on at a 350 clip. I need somebody behind him that can put him in.
Well, and I see more of a marriage, I think, between what Matt Ellison is doing and who's hitting behind him. I will give Ozzie Albies credit for one thing. He did hit sack fly last night, which we've talked about it a number of times on the show. I know I have. The situational awareness at the plate has been awful. So just like I thought it a win just to see Ozzie Albies hit a sack fly last night. I'm like, thank God he didn't ground out. Like, we actually hit a ball to the outfield and we had a chance to knock a runner in. And I tweeted it last night, man. You had a situation in the 7th inning where Riley steals a base. You get a couple of seconds. And because of your situational awareness, you came away with 2 runs in an inning where you had 2 singles. And yeah. I think that speaks volumes.
I don't like a lot of the lineup. especially when Ronnie comes back, I want Harris in the 9 spot because it does make a difference. You're going to be. Guys are going to see pitches depending on who's in front of them and who behind them. And, you know, and, like, I don't want to see Michael Harris get on base when Ronald's coming up next, right?
Yeah.
But I want to see Michael Harris be able to see pitches he can hit, and I think guys are going to come at him a little bit more. So I just think that right now without Ronald, with what Ozzie's not giving you, there's holes. I'd rather see a guy that's going to give me a good at-bat behind Matt Olson than a guy that's going to have a bad approach that they're not afraid of.
Yeah. Plenty to come still on the Atlanta Braves. We'll talk about Grant Holmes later on in the show and his outing last night. But when we come back, we'll get to the front page. Allie will take us through the NBA playoffs. And the Falcons' new numbers have been released. Why a lot of people in the city of Atlanta got an issue. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Radio 99 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.